Good afternoon, folks. My name's Craig, and this is the Over the Fence show here on Raglan Community Radio 98.1 and Free FM 89.0. Hope you're all having a lovely summer's day out there. A little bit of drizzle here and there, a little bit of wind as well, but December rain's all good rain, isn't it, folks? And we're in for a bit more this week. We'll get to that in the weather a bit later on. It's going to be a busy show. We're going to be talking to Maddie Kirk, firstly, about surfing for farmers, and then we're going... Kate Durham's coming to the studio to talk about what to plant and things like that from the garden to table. And Belinda Goodwin, our guest, is in the studio. We're going to be talking mostly about seed saving and things like that today. So that's all to come. We'll come back straight away after this with Maddie Kirk. I'm going to play, if you hadn't heard, Hamish Kilgore died yesterday, the day before, something like that. So I'm going to be, most of the music's going to be played by him today. In fact, probably all of it, depends how we go, but... There's a start anyway, the clean, anything could happen. This time, do we have you online, Matty?
G'day, Craig. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Yeah,
good. Yeah. Where in the world are you today?
I'm just in the Mindsville area, out checking maize crops at the moment. So, yeah, it's been a bit of a fairly wet spring, as everyone can probably appreciate. So,
yeah, it has been. I'll say the farmers would be happy with that, wouldn't they, mostly?
Happy with it'll be green in January. They're happy about that. Grass has kind of gone to seed now, so the quality's dropped away. But yeah, cropping's been extremely hard this year for the farmers. So
too much rain.
Too much rain. Yeah. Way too much.
Okay then. Well, a bit of that then. I suppose not enough. I suppose.
I mean, like you say, it's good for grass, mate. People are finally making silage now, and it'll be green in January, which is great news because we can't always say that.
Yeah. All right, and what we're getting you on primarily for anyway, Matty, is, of course, surfing farmers. And is this going to be the third week tonight, is it?
No, actually. This is actually our first week.
Week tonight. Well, that's good timing then.
You were right, though. We were originally supposed to start a couple of weeks ago, but due to the 4 metre northwesterly swell and low tide and rain. We decided to call that one off.
Yep.
And then last week we had field days, so we thought we'd just start this week. So we're into it tonight at 5 o'clock.
Right on. 5 o'clock, meet at the surf club.
Meet at the surf club, yep. Yep, yeah. Conditions are looking quite good. There might be a little bit of rain around, but looking really good northeasterly and tide coming in and pretty small swell, so it'll be perfect.
Fantastic. Okay, well, that's good. And you had much any response yet as to how many fans might be turning up for this one, Matty?
No, not 100% sure. We had quite a lot of interest over the last couple of weeks. So, I think we'll probably be at that 30-ish kind of number, I'd say. Yeah.
Okay. And if you haven't been before, Matty, what can you expect at Surfing for Farmers?
A bloody good time. yep, just some surf lessons and hanging out with some like-minded farmers. A few beers and a barbecue and, just some general good times, really.
Well, that sounds great, Matty. So all you got to do is bring yourself, really?
Yeah, bring yourself. We supply all the surf gear and Raglan Surf School are running the cutter tonight. So, Rock and the crew will be in the water with the farmers, teaching them how to surf and, just show up, really.
Very good. And if I'm sitting at home, Matty, having a cup of tea and it's lunchtime, I don't know if I can bother going surfing or whatever later on. I've got a busy day tomorrow. What would you say to me, Matty?
I'd say the best thing you can do for yourself is, jump off the farm and come and have a surf because you're always going to feel better afterwards. And, everyone needs a reason to get off the farm, so this is a very, very good one.
Fantastic. And good on you for doing it again this season too, Matty. Well done.
Cheers, Craig. No worries.
And the schedule is we're going to take a break like Christmas, New Year's, isn't that?
So we'll run for 2 weeks now.
Yep.
And then we'll still be back late January. So, we've got a Surfing for Farmers Raglan Facebook page too, so that's where all the updates will be on and people can jump on and, see any information that they require on there.
All right, so that's Surfing Farmers Facebook page, Raglan Surfing Farmers Facebook page, I'd say. And so this week, next week, and then break for a few weeks, and then later on January, you said?
Yeah, back into it, last week of January.
Cool, all right. Well, that's fantastic, Matty. Thanks for coming on the show. I know you're busy. I'll better let you go and do your do. But, thanks again for coming on the show. And I won't be there tonight because I've got a meeting, but hopefully get up there next week and catch up with you, Matty.
Yeah, awesome, Craig. Good to see you. Thanks, man.
All right, thank you very much, Matty. Appreciate it.
Cheers, mate.
See you, mate. See ya. All right, folks, that's Matty Kirk there, Surfing Farmer. So, yes, it is the first week this week. So get yourself there, 5 o'clock to the surf club, and everything's there. They give you surfing lessons. They've got wetsuits, boards, everything like that. And, you can have a barbie and a beer after and a chat. And, it's a good time. And, I encourage anybody. You don't need to own a farm. You can just be working on a farm or, don't tell anyone. But, even the lifestylers or whatever, you can cruise along. It's not that strict on that. So, yep. Go along, enjoy yourself tonight. So that's tonight and next week. There's your Wednesday evenings for the next couple of weeks, and we'll be back again later on in January. So, all right, there's the Surfing for Farmers, and now I'm going to play for you another band Hamish Kilgore was in called The Great Unwashed, and their song Neck of the Woods, and I'll be back maybe with some Primary Sector headlines after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was The Great Unwashed with their track Neck of the Woods. And I've only got a couple of promising headlines for you today, but we'll go through them. And a land-based whitebait farming operation is being trialled in Southland, which aims to provide whitebait to the domestic market year-round. The project is being led by Manaaki Whitebait, a commercial arm of Ngāti Tahu from Warkworth on the other end of the island. And we were based out of Bluff's Ocean Beach Freezing Works. Manaaki project manager Paul Decker said its ambition was to restore and enhance native species that make up the whitebait catch for reintroduction to improved habitats. And they have 50,000 breeding adult giant kakapu whitebaits, which is they estimate to be kind of around about half of what is left in the wild. So it's a shame they that it needs to happen, but at least it's, I guess, future-proofing whitebait supplies for the future. So it goes. And food and fibre exports are predicted to reach a record of $55 billion in the year to next June. Dairy export revenue is expected to grow to $23.3 billion, and red meat and wool exports are expected to be $12.4 billion. Horticultural exports are expected to be $7 billion, and that's mostly due to good grape harvest this season and rising prices for exported avocados, onions, and wine also. So it's good news. And the field day's attendance was down this year, with organisers saying the move to November from June was the main reason for that. And at the field days, the government also launched its Centre for Climate Action on agricultural emissions at the field days as well. So that's be interesting to see where that goes. And the new centre will support the creation of sustainable agri-tech and will involve a research and development partnership with the likes of Fonterra and Nestle. So there we go. There's a few headlines for you. We'll come back with some weather after this one by Balta Space called Greater Spader. Who Hamish Caulgill was in for their first album, at least, anyways. And then Balta Space kind of came out of the ashes of the Gordons, of course. So here's Balta Space, Greatest Beta.
We'll be right back.
battle space there. And a weather time here on the Over the Fence show. And an east of nor'easterly airflow lies over New Zealand today. And a front moves onto the North Island, bringing showers and perhaps some rain. The easterly quarter winds strengthen for parts of New Zealand today as areas of low pressure to the west and north bunch up against a high out east. Easterlies for the upper North Island are going to be especially strong, they say. So a bit easterly, kind of unusual wind, I suppose, isn't it? The easterlies mostly. And the next few days are looking generally kind of unsettled, with western regions picking up more rain or showers than in the east. And the unsettled weather will remain so until another high moves over the country on Monday coming up. And for the Waikato, cloudy with a few showers, especially in the east, and maybe rain headed down from up north. Showers of rain expected until Monday, then showers again from Tuesday. And daytime temperatures range from 19 to 22 degrees Celsius, except for tomorrow, which will only be 16 degrees for some reason. And nighttime temperatures are 12 degrees tonight, but from 15 to 17 for the rest of the week. Winds are easterly today and tomorrow, nor'easterly Friday, northerly Saturday, nor'westerly Sunday, south-southwesterly Monday, then easterly and northerly. Easterly into next week. Humidity today somewhere between 77% and 82%. The sun rose at 5:51 a.m. and will set at 8:32 p.m. And the length of visible light is 15 hours and 41 minutes. And the actual day length is 14 hours and 39 minutes. And tomorrow will be 53 seconds longer than today, which is, if you compare it to 2 weeks ago, it was 1 minute and 33 seconds. So it must be coming up the longest day. I think that's somewhere around the 20th of December, I think, something like that. So, yes, longest day is coming up. That's why the days are so long. And the beautiful moon, ladies and gentlemen, will be a full moon tomorrow night. Yes, indeed. 99% illuminated, waxing gibbous at the moment. I saw it in between clouds a bit last night, and yeah, it was looking big and beautiful and shiny through the clouds. And the moon will rise at 7:45 p.m. and will set at 4:48 a.m. And this is going to be a full moon in Gemini, this one. And rainfall this week to Hutawai. Thank you, Craig. Had 19 mils up there, so I didn't really get through the other rain, so maybe next week. And what's it going to do today? What's it look like out the window there today, Belinda? Welcome to the studio, by the way.
Oh, it looks a little cloudy and drizzly, windy. Not that inviting for a spring day.
No. Okay. All right. Well, there you go. And so, yes, there's your weather for today and going into next week. And now I'm going to play you a song Hamish Kilgore did by himself called Flip Top Suitcase. Hope you enjoy this one.
I don't get around in a suitcase, baby, yeah. And a suitcase is definitely next year. Spare a thought for the huddled masses of fear. All these people you won't spare a tear. Don't waste your precious thoughts on. Fraction what you want me to be. A thousand words in a washed up room. Too much to see before it gets too soon. Quick glance at the silver spoon, yeah. Quick race to the mind. Don't take your precious words on me, yeah. I've got a poem in every other
shoe. All right. That was Hamish Kilgore there with a flip-top suitcase. Hope you enjoyed that one. And we're going to have to go do some gardening now. And we'll start this one by gardening, if you're gardening by the moon. Of course, full moon tomorrow night. So for today, you continue to plant and sow beans, including edamame beans. And from tomorrow, you can plant a main season crop of potatoes like agria and heather in trenches lined with comfrey. So there you go, there's a little tip for your spud growing. And Belinda Goodwin, our guest. Hello again. Welcome to the studio again.
Thanks, Craig.
And you're a keen gardener. What are you planting and sowing at this time of the year?
This time of the year, I've got my summer crop looking pretty exciting. Tomatoes, capsicums, and lots of companion planting with those as well. I've got some basil, some carrot seeds, which I haven't got in yet, but they're fantastic to go beside my tomatoes, companion cropping.
Well, really? Carrots and tomatoes go, do they?
They do. Okay. They keep the white fly, they keep the white fly off the carrot.
All right.
And, yeah, they're good for each other.
All right. And basil, of course, that's the thing, isn't it? Basil and tomatoes. I don't know, what's the relationship there, Deno?
I'm not sure why the basil's good for the tomatoes. I plant it because I love eating basil with tomatoes.
Yeah.
And fresh salad. Mm. I've also got marigold. It's a great companion crop as well.
Yeah.
And, of course, the zucchinis, cucumbers, they're all looking good this time of the year, just starting to get flowers on the melons as well. I've got little pumpkins forming. Nice. So that's all happening. Yeah. That's looking pretty fresh.
Yeah.
And around the other side of the property, I've got my seed-saving garden.
Oh, yes. That's it, yes. And that's going to be – we're going to talk about that quite a lot later on, aren't we, the seed-saving?
That's right.
And and I've just texted Kate, who was going to come in today, but I haven't heard back from her. She may have forgotten. So I'm going to play you now a song, and then we'll come back and probably start the interview after that, the interview proper. So – there's a band that were heavily influenced by The Clean, Pavement. And here's their song, Cut Your Hair.
Stop it. It's gonna make him change.
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charge it like a puzzle, hit me wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, this telephone is down. Crazy band start up each and every day. I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember a line, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Thank you. Righto, that was Pavement there with their song Cut Your Hair. And like I say, yeah, heavily influenced by The Clean, which of course Hamish Caulgill was a founding member of. So we're going to rip into our interview now with our guest, Belinda Goodwin. And primarily want to talk, you were just said before, all the beautiful things that are growing already. But you also are a passionate seed saver, aren't you?
Oh, yes. I'm calling myself a garden enthusiast style seed saver. It comes from years of observation, really, just seeing what plants do when they start going to seed.
And it's kind of in your blood, isn't it? You were saying off air that your father was an orchardist.
Yes. And my mum's father as well, too. My grandparents had a big orchard in Tapuna, where I spent my teenage years, actually, on a big orchard there.
Yeah.
My father had a big orchard in the Bay of Plenty, and I had my own little orchard here in Raglan until a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And what did your grandma grow, do you remember?
A variety of everything that people wanted to eat and they could sell.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of changed, like with my dad's orchard, it was more commercial, so what would sell became the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember in my grandma's orchard there was a lot more variation and companion planting,
mm-hmm,
and flowers with crops.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Yeah, sort of encouraging the insects, the right kind of insects and the bees.
Yeah, yeah. And where was her garden? Where was her property?
In Tapuna, in the
Tapuna,
Bay of Plenty.
Right, now, okay, she was Tapuna as well, mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that mostly, is it a lot of avocados over there, aren't there? And is there kiwi fruit as well?
Yeah, not so much. Well, there wasn't so much kiwi fruit then, but heaps of citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of different varieties of lemons, oranges, grapefruits, main croppers.
Mm-hmm.
Also macadamia nuts were really popular.
Okay.
On the orchard there.
All right. And so, have you always been a passionate sort of vegetable grower? Can you remember as a kid and that growing stuff?
Yeah, well, definitely. I grew up in the desert when I was quite young, so I was excited to hear that we could grow vegetables and fruits in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And then I just got into it since then. But I like to also sense the connection with the environment and nature. So anytime I'm in the garden, I can have a look around and see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And that's quite a good way to start when you're saving seeds. You want to keep an eye on the plant and see when it's getting to its nearly ripe stage. Yeah. When they're nearly ripe, it's a good time to pull the best one out and maybe hang it up.
Yeah.
And then possibly save another seeding plant of that variety so that you can let the storm and the rain blow it around and spread the seeds around your garden.
Yeah, okay. So you save the first fruit, did you?
Save the first fruit of the tomatoes. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if I've got winter crops like purple kale, I've got green kale, pak choi, bok choy, those things that grow really good in the winter, I'll just let them go to seed at the moment and then they'll come back next winter with their little seedlings.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So you've got basically, you were saying earlier that basically, everything just go to seed. Well, not everything, but most things just go to seed and then and just leave it, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just take one out if I want to put some in envelopes to save, and the other plant I'll just let go to seed in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And, I guess it does require a bigger space to be able to have that style where you can just let a plant go to seed and scatter its seeds around.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of benefits from doing that I've discovered as well out of my observation.
Mm-hmm.
Is that after a heavy rain, I've got all these little microgreens of kale and the pak choi that pop up, and I can put those in the salad as well, maybe bundle them off, take them to crop swap, share them with other fellow gardeners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And for those who might not know anything about crop swap, what's the deal with crop swap?
Crop Swap is an awesome initiative we have in Raglan.
Mm-hmm.
On the first and the third Sunday of every month,
mm-hmm,
down at the bowling club on James Street, just come along, we ring the bell and we start swapping at 10. So the idea is to be
ring
there.
Ring the bell even.
Ring the bell.
Yeah, all right.
And then it's all go. we have a little karakia and a little talk about being polite to those with shorter arms and not so faster legs as you as we go around swapping.
Yeah.
We have a little talk about who you are and what you've brought along to swap. So come down at about 9:30 and then at 10 o'clock we get into our swap. It's all over within 20 minutes. Doesn't take us long to clear the tables.
All right, yeah. So everyone just turns up with like whatever they're growing, an excess of or an abundance of their crop or whatever, and puts it on the table, and then someone else goes, oh, yeah, I might take that because I don't have any of that, or is that kind of how it works?
That's how it works, yeah. So it's not a direct swap for swap. It's mm-hmm. just like that, Craig. You just turn up, put whatever you've got to share on the table, and then stand back, wait for the bell to ring. Talk about what you've brought along.
Yeah.
But that's, what's cool about crop swap is that these enthusiastic style gardeners like myself, we bring along our seedlings and maybe even baby peach trees that have just popped up in our garden.
Mm-hmm.
And we're noticing, I hear people say, oh, look, I can share some of your dirt into my garden. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and that's therefore cool. Sharing our seeds and all the microorganisms from each other's gardening.
Mm-hmm.
It's a passionate gardener thing.
All right. Okay. And you also swap seeds as well there? Or?
Yes, for sure. Mm. So I like packaging up my seeds in big envelopes. I'll put them all in a big envelope. And then if I've got crop swap, I'll package those into smaller envelopes and just put those on the table to swap. So seeds go really good. And then, of course, if I've got excess, I'll just bring them down here to our Fine Grower Environment Centre. And Time Bank people package those up for us as well. So it's a real community effort here, collaboration between gardeners.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. And there's also a pumpkin growing competition or something, isn't there?
Yes.
When's that go down?
So usually around the end of March, beginning of April,
all right.
We have our annual pumpkin fest. And it's been announced in the paper for the last few years.
Right.
Yeah. We have pumpkin art. We have pumpkin baking. We have the normal divisions, which is the biggest pumpkin, the pumpkin with the widest girth, the heaviest pumpkin.
Yeah.
We also have the most perfectly formed smallest pumpkin.
Right. Okay.
So, yes, yeah. Something there for all pumpkin enthusiasts.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's cool. I've never actually been to one. I must get myself down to the next one in March when it goes down. Yeah. Mm.
We have usually around at least 50 or more on average people come to our crop swaps now in Ragland.
Oh, really?
It's a fantastic community event.
Yeah, okay. And the seeds, of course, I forgot to mention, I usually do, there's a free Aroha seed stand just out in the entrance way to the town hall there. And, you can go. Just come along, folks, and you can grab, there's the seeds there, and I've got some potting mix and some little trays and that to take. So you would do is take them home, basically give them the water, and voila, there's your seeds there. And you were just saying before that, Belinda, that some of your seeds were on there, those stands.
Yes. I feel quite privileged, actually, to donate what excess we've got to our local seed bank. Mm-hmm. And we have a couple of others. One lady I know, Claire Wimmer, most of the seeds that are out there at the moment, Craig, are actually from Claire Wimmer's collection.
Okay, yeah.
And again, our Time Bank people at work have put their mahi into packaging them all up.
Yeah.
There's seeds that are good to plant now, and there's seeds that you might want to save until the winter. But something to keep us going all year round, which is a fantastic way to celebrate the growing seasons that we have here in Ragland.
All right.
You can grow things in the winter, spring, autumn. There's seeds to save for all of our seasons here.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Yeah. It's got to be good for the food resilience too in the community. Just in case there's any more lockdowns or a natural disaster or whatever happens like that. Perhaps Ragland could keep itself fed maybe even one day. Or maybe even today.
It all starts from saving your seeds.
Mm-hmm. And what's the different tactics for different seeds, blender. When you go to save them, say you eat a delicious tomato. What do you do with tomato seeds? So let's start with that one.
Well, that's a great question, Craig. I've found a couple of these things out from trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
I used to just with my tomatoes spread them out on some waxproof paper,
mm-hmm.
And I learned after the first year or so that they do need to be washed and dried. Washing all the flesh off the fleshy seeds, like the tomato seeds, pumpkins, capsicums, courgettes, will help to prevent them from rotting. And also there's these little mite bugs that come and eat through the envelope and eat into the seed. And, yeah, that doesn't happen if you wash them and dry them out. So you just wash them. It's a little bit fiddly.
How would you do that? Yeah.
Well, I've discovered after the waxproof paper method.
Yes.
Yeah. I found that the mesh that you put over top of your caravan windows in the summer to keep the mozzies out, and you can use that, you can lie that out, spread your seeds out on there after you've washed them, so like wash them in the sieve and then spread them out and just leave them for a week or two to dry on there out of the sun.
Right. Okay.
And from there you can put them into your paper envelope. And then maybe when they're dry, you'll package them up more separately mm-hmm. and put them in a jar. So if you put them in a jar and they're thoroughly dry, they'll be good for a couple of years in there.
Okay.
So that's the fleshy summer fruit method of saving seeds.
Sounds good one, yeah.
And in the winter, like the crops that I've got that are going to seed in my garden at the moment are the pak choi and the kale. Even the asparagus, I've got fennel that is starting to go to seed as well.
Mm-hmm.
So those seeds, they're pretty dry and they don't need to be washed. They're also, for all the brassicas, they're still in their cool little packages. So I'll just take that whole plant out of the ground and hang it upside down, let it dry out in the shed, and then I can carefully take all those seed pods off when they're really dry. Put them in a paper bag, give it a good shake, get most of them out like that.
Okay, yeah.
And then go through the fiddly work of separating all the chard off. There's a few different ways to do that. I can kind of stand in the wind with all the seed pods in a bowl and the light stuff will blow away. Give it a shake and the seeds end up in the bottom of the bowl.
Yeah, all right, yeah.
Yeah, just a garden enthusiast style, not too fussy with these things. Yeah. And then just package them up into an envelope. Remember to write on the date and what time they're good for.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, I was, like we were saying before, I'll let some of those big seed plants stay in the garden so that the storm and the wind can spread them around the whole property.
Perfect, yeah. So you might just get them popping up everywhere and anywhere. Yeah.
They tend to do that. Yeah. It's always a surprise where they're going to grow, under the fruit trees or even in the garden path. I'll have celeries popping up.
Mm-hmm. And fruit trees, I know you were saying before about if you eat a lovely nectarine or a peach or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So in the summer, if you're biting into a peach and thinking, wow, this is the best peach I've had, that's the one you want to plant.
Mm-hmm.
So before it dries out, just put it in a little pot with some soil about three inches deep under the surface, and then patience is the key here. They take around 2 to 6 months to actually grow peach trees, nectarine trees, plum trees, and they will grow true to type from the seed. So if you were to eat, if it's a black boy peach and you plant that seed, it will come up a black boy peach.
Right, okay. And I heard a story, but you were just telling me earlier as well that it's not actually the case. I heard from somewhere, I think, anyways, and that if you like eat an avocado and you plant the seed, I always thought that it wouldn't grow at all. But you were saying, yes, it does. It just takes ages.
Yes, avocados do. They're a little bit different. Avocados, they can take 15 to 20 years to actually fruit, but they will be true to type again from that seed.
Right, okay, yeah. What are the veggies and fruit trees we are missing out here that we haven't talked about yet, seed saving?
Well, we've got some fruits that grow particularly well, I've discovered in Raglan, and the red cherry guava is one of them. pretty popular in Raglan Gardens.
Yeah.
Really high in vitamin C. I was actually talking to a Raglan lady the other day who's got some in a big pot right outside her door, and she'll go out and just grab a couple off every time she's leaving the house. A little vitamin C hit before you run out the door.
Nice. I don't know if I've eaten one of those. You look kind of sweet and tasty, aren't they?
They have. I'm sure you have, Craig. They're pretty common, yeah. They're about cherry size, and they're quite tarty, and the little seeds from those are easy to save. You just wash them out, give them a good wash, dry them out.
Okay. Have you ever grown bananas from seed?
Not from seed.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. Usually it's just like from cuttings and that, eh? You do bananas, eh?
From cuttings?
Yeah.
But I reckon, being a seed saver, that if you were to plant a banana as it's really ripe off a banana tree in the ground, those bananas that grow well in Ragland here, the little ladyfinger variety, they will grow. Can't see why they wouldn't.
Could be a good experiment to do. Yeah. Okay. What other fruit and seeds? In your orchard, you had what different varieties of fruit trees did you have out there?
Macadamia nuts.
They grow well?
They do. They grow really well here in Raglan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like the southerly wind, so they need to be a little bit sheltered from frost in the first couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And similar to the avocado, they will fruit, but they'll take about 8 to 10 years if they're not grafted.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And the advantages of not grafting the tree is that they're actually a lot stronger tree. The graft can be quite weak and temperamental and even risky for the first year or so if you're just going to see how well that graft takes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got the patience and the space and the time, just leave that tree as a little sapling, and when it comes up, it will eventually fruit.
Okay, yeah. All right. What other nut trees grow well around here, do you know?
Walnuts.
Walnuts, do they?
Yeah. Okay. All nut trees will grow really well here in Raglan. We've got a fantastic climate for nut trees.
Yeah.
Another popular thing here in Raglan is berries, so they grow really well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not encouraging the blackberries that will take over the swamps and farmer's paddock.
Yeah.
But there's a few more tamer varieties. We have the hybrid loganberry and also the thornless blackberries. So these are my favourites to have in the garden. They grow amazingly well here in Raglan.
Okay. Loganberries. I wonder if I've ever eaten one, a loganberry before.
They're like a cross between a boysenberry and a blackberry.
Okay. I love both those things, so yeah. Can't see
particularly what, large fruit.
All right, okay. Awesome. What else? What else? You bought some seeds in there. I mean, seeds. Some notes in there. Anything else you want to cover?
Well, I have a fun fact for you, actually, Craig.
Ah, yes, yes. What's that?
So in the beginning of World War II, the bomber planes that went out, the first buildings that they bombed were the seed banks in the town.
Yeah. That's something I didn't know.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
That's how important it is for us seed savers to save seeds. And that's how precious our seeds are. Yeah, those guys knew that it would be much harder for a little town to recover without their seed banks.
Okay. And so, yeah, that's fascinating, isn't it? Yeah, I wonder how they figured that out. Spies, I suppose. Where's your seeds? Cruising around, everyone asking. Yeah. All right, so if anyone's out there and I'm a bit shy, I don't really know what to do as far as saving seeds and things goes, what do you encourage them to do, Belinda?
I'd say just come down here to WEC at the town hall and take advantage of their little seed stand.
Mm-hmm.
Their seed stand down here, they've got these little containers, some dirt, and you can go through and just have a look what will grow now.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also encourage definitely talking to your neighbours and having a look what they've got in their garden. That's always a great tip. You'll see that whatever grows well in your neighbour's garden is probably going to grow in your garden.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
share some gardening tips with your neighbours.
Yeah.
And come along to Crop Swap. That'll get you started.
Yeah.
with some other enthusiastic gardeners. And also Time Bank. Huh? They did quite a few gardening things involved with that, aren't there?
We have a tool sharing shed at Time Bank.
Oh, yes, that's right too, yeah. And that's located, actually that's open today as well, folks, if you go next door here from Raglan Community Radio HQ here in the Town Hall. The Fine Art Environment Centre is right there next door, and they've got a tool library there, which is open on Wednesday, so that'll be open. I think Jasmine's in there now, so you can cruise along there and look at getting some tools. So, yes, is that as well? All right, Melinda, anything else you want to add about saving seeds for today? And I know you're also a passionate grafter and trimmer and pruner. We might save that for another day. There's a separate topic, those chats.
I can say with saving seeds, I'd say start easy. Mm-hmm. Have a look at plants that you particularly like and just let them go to seed. Come out and observe the seasons. Make sure you gather those seeds if you know a big storm's coming.
Okay.
Yeah, start simple.
That's excellent advice. There we go, folks. Save your own seeds and start simple. And, there's a lot of passionate gardeners around, so you can go. There's a lot of people you can talk to in town if you want to get into it. And you should, ladies and gentlemen, get into it. And thanks for coming in, Belinda. Really appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Here to talk about seed saving today. And, so there you are, folks. Seed saving with Belinda Goodwin. And we'll have her back on again, probably to talk, if you want to come back on, Belinda, that is. You were a little nervous. How are you feeling now?
I've got some more secrets to share for sure about orcharding.
Oh, okay. There we go. There's a little tease for the next show, isn't there, folks? So, thanks again, Belinda. Appreciate
it. You're welcome. Thank you, Craig.
All right. And so now I'm going to play one of my favourite clean songs, this one. Probably one of my favourite driving songs, too. It's called Point That Thing Somewhere Else, because of following the death of Hamish Google. So here we are. Point That Thing Somewhere Else, the clean.
Thank you.
There we are. There's one of my favourites there, The Clean. Point that thing somewhere else. That one's called. And that's kind of the show for the day. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a little bit scrappy earlier, but apologies for that, folks. But thank you for coming on the show, Matty Kirk. Really appreciate it, taking time to come on the show to do that. And thank you yet again to Belinda for coming to the studio and talking about sea savings. And, yeah, I think I'll finish the show with a song here by Lawrence Arabia called The O3. He's playing, I think it's the Yachty on Saturday. So, yeah. There's one for you to go. There's heaps of gigs happening. And as always, you can find out on the Reckon Community, What's On Radio, What's On God, all these things that are happening. But, yeah, I know that one for sure. And I'm pretty sure there's heaps of other gigs. And I think actually Aaron's interviewing Lawrence Arabia tomorrow, so on the morning show. So that'll be interesting. So thanks for listening, folks. Really appreciate it. And I'll be back in, all going well, next week. And ka kite and mi haere ho. I've got to go. Thank you for that one for Lucy. Here's Lawrence Arabia 3. Enjoy yourselves, folks. Take care.